Network. I'm your host, Fierce Method, and today is Saturday, horny. Listen, it is Salt Pork Saturday up in here. You know what I'm saying? It is Salt Pork Saturday. Let me tell you what these people did. These people were supposed to cook some salt pork. You hear what I'm saying? Instead of them cooking the salt pork, you know what they did? They took the salt pork, cut it all up, and I'm telling you what these people did. They put the salt pork in my gumbo rum. I don't know what's wrong with these people. They are losing their head around here. They are really losing their minds. They're supposed to be cooking salt pork for dinner. You know what I'm saying? And they cut it up and put it in the gumbo rum bottles. Now, what am I supposed to do with that? I am telling you what's going on here, truth. It is Saturday around here. Now, you know I like to entertain. It is September 17, 2022, 2 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it's 3 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks out, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan Basadi. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. One is natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and also natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gumb. Listen, got some bad music on today on this Saturday, on this Salt Pork Saturday, y'all. Salt Pork and Chitlin Saturday. Listen, let me tell you some independent artists. Say Monet, she got something to throw on your own today. And independent artist Jonas Brown, a baby, Jonas Brown, let me tell you something. And Pan You Paul, listen, we're going to get down with it. We're going to sizzle, bubble, rock and roll, honey. We're going to shift it. We're going to shift it till it all fall out. Now, let me tell you something up in here. This music is being heard by who? Let me tell you. Who is hearing the music on today? Baby, listen, independent artist Faye Monet has something to throw down on you. And guess what, Faye Monet, I got something to throw down on you. Listen, this is the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and it is Salt Pork Saturday up in here. Listen, let me tell you something about independent artist Faye Monet. She got some music. But only, let me tell you something. Not only is it music, it is thought-provoking. Let me tell you something. There is not too many artists that have music that have you dig deep. Now, let me tell you something. Faye, now listen, I got something for you, honey. Mama got something for you. I was listening to your music over and over again on yesterday. Oh, yes, I was. I was listening over and over again. And this is what I do when I listen to the music. I don't just listen to the music. I peel back the layers of the music. So listen, as I was listening to your music and meditation, I got something for you, baby. I want to scratch you as far as your talent, your artistry, and your music. Listen. So I got something. Mama got a surprise for you. So this particular song that's coming up It's called expectations. Expectations. Oh, glory to God. Expectations. Now, listen, I want you guys to take a listen to this song once again. It is Expectations by the artist, independent artist, Faye Monet. It is what? Expectations. Now, y'all check this out. Take a listen. Take a listen.
Take a bath and sit yourself.
All right, that was Expectations independent artist Faye Monet. Also have some music coming up for you from Jonas Brown. Jonas Brown, an independent artist. You know, he going to shake it. He going to shake it, baby. Panupaul, P-A-N-U-P-A-W, Panupaul. I got one more that's coming up from independent artist Faye Monet. Now, let me tell you something, y'all. Stick around because I got something for you. Listen, mama going to throw something in the frying pan on today. This one is food for thought. Y'all better check this out up in here.
Over.
All right. That was food for thought, food for thought. Now, listen, I got one I'm going to throw in the mix up on you. I want you to check this out. This is where independent artist Faye Monet. Take a listen. This is I Am a Woman. I Am a Woman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right. Oh, yeah. When I was a little girl, only 12 years old, I couldn't do nothing to save my doggone soul.
The devil.
one and only Coco Taylor. Coco Taylor up next from independent artist Faye Monet is What Did You Do? What Did You Do? What Did You Do?
Imagine being trapped and coming out of hiding, fighting, searching for the right to live free from dying. Keep climbing the ladder of success. Did you pass the test? It's time to confess. Release all the stress. Give it a rest, y'all. It's not time to pretend to be shy. Judgment's on the rise. What do we know? What did you do? What did you do? What did you do? Because you were cruel, broke Elohim's rules, broke the eternal
you
world. Were
cruel.
What did you do? What did you do? What did you do? What did you do? Permission to speak, see, believe the time I step and speak my peace. I can't believe what the world try to do to me, but what can one thing if you paying attention? The present we're living, the future's been mission. You ain't got permission, attention. Listen to here. It's time that the evil ones tremble in fear. Won't shed no tears. Hey, I'm gonna take you back, show you the facts, let you know it's time for the final act. No gap can't stop that. Tell the truth. You were cruel. What did you do? What did you do?
You were cruel.
What did you do? What did you do?
You were cruel.
Here's a reality for you to see. You mistook my kindness for something weak. No female should feel like being a woman is a crime at any time because you lie. There's a difference from being a woman and a bitch. It shows in the wisdom she spits. Now look at the world. What you teaching our little girls is the love of her. It's time to step correct. Stop the faking it because you're making it hard to look our best because you failed your test. Amplify the sound on holy, solid ground. Look around.
You were cruel.
What did you do? What did you do?
You were cruel.
What did you do? What did you do?
You were cruel.
You were cruel.
You were cruel.
What did you do? What did you do? It's time that we stand up and be what Elohim made us to be. Stop slacking, mouth clacking daily. Join the A-team for Elohim. Must learn to be what's expected of thee. Learn discipline with graceful strength given to thee from the Trinity. In silence, be quiet.
All right, that is independent artist Faye Monet. Faye Monet, that is, what did you do? What did you do? Did you think, listen, Mama always got a life lesson. Let me tell y'all something. Do you ever think about what you're going to do before you do it? Listen, let me tell y'all something. This is the way to separate, you know, the fools. Now listen, I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings. But I got to say this, I'm pretty much out of time, but let me say this here now. And according, in alignment with that song from independent artist Faye Monet. Now, y'all know I'm a licensed life coach trained by Monique Carradine, who was a reporter and journalist for Fox 32 News. She's no longer a reporter for 32 News. She's gone and she's in Hawaii. This was years ago, but I had the opportunity and the pleasure of being trained by her, which was such a delight. Now, listen, let me say this up in here. According to the song, What Did You Do? Now, it's something that separates the fools. The fools. I'm talking about the fools now, the F-O-O-L-S. The fools from the people, you know, who's good folks that got some good understanding. Let me tell you something. You know what separates fools from people that's not a fool? Wisdom. Now, listen, they tell me that applied knowledge is wisdom. You understand me? Now, if you got all the knowledge in the world, listen real good. Now, I'm getting this from the juice of the song, What Did You Do, from independent artist Faye Monet. You can have all the knowledge in the world. Uh-huh. You can have all the book learning in the world, all the knowledge in the world. Uh-huh. But if you don't apply it to everyday living, honey, you ain't got no wisdom. What does that make you? That makes you an educated walking fool. You understand me up in here? So listen, let me tell you something. That song, What Did You Do? So, you know, you can look at it this way. What did you do with the learning that you received? So listen, if you're a person, you can have a person that, now let me say this. I had an uncle, God rest his soul, I had an uncle who did not go far in school and everything. But listen, you know something? Although he did not go far in school, I don't even think he went to the eighth grade. But listen, he was the most intelligent man ever, the most intelligent man, the most wise man, because he applied wisdom to his everyday decisions. Do you hear me up in here? So listen, not only was he a wise man, he was a businessman, had great businesses. He understood what to do with his money, how to save his money. You understand me? So listen, oh, God, got a lot of lessons up here. So listen, you can be an educated person with a lot of education, degrees and everything, but honey, if you don't apply, now this is coming from the song, What Did You Do? What do you do with your education? You know, we got a lot of educated people walking around, but if you don't apply it to everyday living, sometimes I wonder, sometimes I think about these things, you don't have wisdom. That is not wisdom. If you're not applying what you have learned, and listen, well, from what I understand, now listen, I got my bachelor's degree, and I went back to school, and I got my master's degree, and working on PhD, listen, in education for curriculum in education. So listen, two years out from finishing, God, I hope I ever get back to finish my residency. But anyway, now what they taught me in school, that's why I don't understand some people, what I learned when I went to college and studied, it wasn't easy, what I learned was morals. Now listen. In graduate school, when I was going for my master's degree, they taught me morals. They taught me integrity. So you're probably saying, well, what do you mean they taught you morals and integrity and principle? Yeah, they did. Even in undergrad school, come to think of it, when I was at Columbia College in Chicago, and I took a law class, and you had to learn different laws. You had to learn, understand integrity. You had to understand morality and make a different decision. So I'm trying to understand some of these people that have doctorate degrees and have degrees in graduate school. I'm trying to understand where is some of their principles and integrity and moralities. I don't understand it because I learned that in college. You know what I'm saying? So listen, what did you do? That's bringing all this up from the song, What Did You Do? And also, I'm going to tell you what, independent artist Faye Monet, I was thinking about this. Now, you heard the song Coco Taylor. Now, listen, let me scratch you. Sometimes I do this from time to time, and I have to think about it before I do because some people get a little offended. So I'm not trying to offend nobody. Listen, independent artist Faye Monet, I want to scratch you because the type of singing and what you do, your music, okay? Now, when you listen to Coco Taylor, you probably say, well, I can't get to that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I want you to study Coco Taylor's music, particularly this song, I Am a Woman, because what Coco Taylor does is tell a story, and she tells it in a strong, profound way. Okay, Mama is giving you a lesson. I don't do this often, but I'm doing it today. So listen, she does it in a strong, profound way. And what I hear in your music is where you're going and where you're trying to get to. Oh, my God. So listen. Now, I did this with Omalani, and I'm telling you, she walked Broadway and sang on Broadway just last Sunday. So listen, Faye Monet. I want you to study Coco Taylor's style of singing because you're in the same vein. But, honey, I want to push you just a little bit. And you can do this. You can do it with lessons, and I take voice lessons. Yes, I do. Now listen, this is going to sound real odd, but you can take lessons and learn your breathing control. What I just found, Carolyn Jones. She is phenomenal. And you can get her on YouTube for free. She does lessons, especially the bel canto way of singing. I'm telling you, I'm going to scratch you. It may sound strange at first, but I want you to do this because it's going to change your range of singing. Oh, God. And so listen, when you learn how to do breathing control, breathing exercises, what she does this on her videos. She's excellent. She's a trained classical singer, and I'm telling you, you can hear when she does her exercise. It is phenomenal, and I follow her as well. I do my exercises, what she does. So listen, let me tell you something. It will scratch you. So listen, Coco Taylor, now here's your assignment. Coco Taylor, I Am Woman. Coco Taylor, listen to Coco Taylor. You don't have to agree with what Coco Taylor is saying in the song I Am Woman about just making love and all this kind of stuff she's saying. I want you to study the style of how she's singing. Study the style of how she's singing the song I Am Woman. She's strong, but listen, to get to that point of being strong like that, honey, you know, singers, let me say this, singers, I hope to God everybody is taking lessons, breath control, because I am telling you, even during this show, 7 days a week, I started hurting my throat. I said, oh, this is hurting, it's not feeling so good. And so that's why I started doing breathing exercises with Carolyn Jones, because I don't want to destroy my throat. Listen, because I enjoy and I love to sing. So listen. If you sing the wrong way, you can mess up your chords and decay. And so, of course, as a singer, you don't want to do that. You got to learn breathing exercises. You got to learn breathing exercises, how to hit your notes, and how to do the breathing without you really using your vocal cords that much. So listen, and Carolyn Jones goes through that. And so I want to take the time to explain that. And it hurts. It hurts when you hurt your, even with teaching. Years ago when I was teaching, I used to hurt my throat, I am telling you, because I would be teaching so expounding my points, and I just couldn't help it. And so I started hurting my throat. And so Carolyn Jones explains these different things with breathing techniques and how it helps your throat, and you won't hurt your throat, and you won't hurt your cords. So listen, I want you to do that, Coco Taylor, and you got to study the style of how she's singing and the reason why she's so powerful, because she understood, of course she's passed away now, but she understood breath control and exercise, and she comes out with those notes really powerful. And so you can do it. You can do it. It'll take a little time, but you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. All right, I am up out of time, up in here. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.